Three Sons, starring Fred McMurray and as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Her name is Polly.
Okay, but I still don't know why they're always holding hands.
Because they like each other, Dodie.
When I hold someone's hand, he gets all sweaty.
Oh, this I gotta see.
Uncle Charlie, you're not gonna go in there and spy on them.
Sure. How else are you gonna find anything out?
You think it's getting serious, Chip and Polly, I mean?
Well, Steve doesn't think so, but I do. She has that he's mine look in her eyes.
Hey, Chip, hand me the salt cellar, will you? Thanks. Hey, Steve, you guys want to see something weird?
Is it important, Charlie?
Well, not compared to the Bill of Rights, but it ain't ordinary. Come on. Hey, Chip, pass me the salt cellar, will you?
I just handed it to you, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, well, I need it again. Thanks. See?
Well, Charlie, whatever that was all about, you're right. It's not as important as the Bill of Rights.
Uncle Charlie, were you demonstrating their powers of concentration or what?
Ain't you got eyes in your head? He never once let go of her hand.
So?
So he's gone. Look, I wasn't in the Merchant Marine for nothing, you know. I know all the signs. He's gone.
Listen, if somebody thought that every time I held a girl's hand, I'd have been married 20 times.
Very interesting. Are you going to squirm out of that now, or are you going to wait to get home?
I'll squirm out of it at home.
Well, you can start squirming on the way home. We better get going.
Okay. Good night, Dad.
Bye.
Good night, Rob, Katie. Sorry it wasn't better company, but these bills sort of piled up.
Barbara, Chip is gone.
I'm going to take Polly home. Her dad gets sore if she's out late.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Good night, Polly.
Gone with the wind.
Honey, what do you think?
I think maybe we'd better go back to cash and forget the credit cards for a while.
Oh, you found that bill for the dress I bought, right?
Honey, I hate to sound like a Scrooge, but I'm not vice president of the company yet.
Oh, but you will be.
Thank you.
Now, what do you think about Chip and Polly?
What about them?
Well, I think this is a special one. I mean, that girl is deeply in love.
With Chip? I mean, he's a fine boy and all that, but you're making this sound serious. He's just a freshman in college.
And just a few months ago, he started shaving. And just 3 or 4 years ago, you taught him to walk. Honey, he's 18.
Well, yeah, but he's a young 18. I'm sure if there was anything serious, he'd have told us about it.
Well, not if he doesn't know about it himself.
Well, at least it'll give us some extra room when he moves out.
When who moves out?
Chip. You don't think him and his bride are going to move in with Ernie, do you?
It was a nice evening, Chip.
Doing homework? What's so nice about that?
Well, one thing, we were together.
You better get her in here out of the night air, Richard. She had a lot of croup as a baby.
Just this minute, got here, Mr. Williams.
I know, but you got loud tappets on that car of yours, Richard. Well, you got school tomorrow, Polly. Better say goodnight.
Goodnight, Chip. Goodnight, Papa.
Night, Mr. Williams.
Hold on a second, Richard. Richard, you've been seeing quite a lot of my little girl lately, right?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? More than quite a lot. A lot, wouldn't you say?
I guess. We have several classes together.
Now, don't get defensive, Richard. What I'm trying to say is that if a boy's going to spend this much time with my little girl, I'd like to get to know him better. Make sense?
Sure, Mr. Williams.
Fine. Now, what does your father do, for instance?
He's an aeronautical engineer over at Compson Industries.
Janet, that meeting starts in about 3 minutes. Will you have the correspondence ready for me to pick up on my way through? Williams? What Williams?
Tom Williams, Mr. Douglas. I'm Polly's father. I just happened to be in the area, thought I'd drop in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Williams, but I've got this meeting in a couple of minutes. Is anything wrong? Between Chip and Polly, I mean?
No, should there be?
Oh, no. I just meant... I'm awfully sorry about this meeting.
Oh, no strain. I, like I said, just happened to be in the area. My firm does the accounting for Dynamics Limited down the street.
Uh-huh.
You can throw a rock from there to here. You know? Oh, is this a little woman?
Yes.
Pretty, very pretty. Listen, we can talk some other time. You better get to your meeting.
Yeah, I'm awfully sorry.
Well, time is money, as they say. I'll walk you out.
Thanks.
Why Mr. Williams came to see you. Do you think he knows something that we don't know?
Well, he really didn't say. As I said, I had to go to this meeting, and, you know, Barbara, there's no logical reason for it, but, I found myself disliking Mr. Williams.
Why? What did he say?
Well, he didn't say anything, really. He's probably a nice fella.
I wonder why he came by.
I gotta take Polly home. I'll be right back.
Oh, good night.
Good night, Polly.
You know, Steve, I know you don't like to be nosy. But I think there's more to this than we think.
Sorry about the radio being busted. Sometimes it works if I hit a big enough bump in the road. I better get you home.
Oh, no. Daddy will just turn on the porch light.
Yeah.
Chip? Do you feel as comfortable with me as I do with you?
Comfortable? Guess so.
I mean, I'm not afraid of anything when I'm with you. Not Daddy, not school, not anything.
Why should you be scared of your dad?
I don't know. I sort of never know what he's going to do.
Seems okay to me.
Oh, he is. It's... Chip, will you kiss me?
Sure. I better get you home.
Those kids are practically handcuffed together.
Ernie, has Chip talked to you about, Polly?
We were wondering, is Polly something special in Chip's life, or just another girl?
I don't think he's any more hung up on her than usual. I think what they got is, one of those potentials that'll mature into what they call full culmination in a few years. So you don't have to go and shoot down the relationship for quite a while.
Well, we weren't planning on shooting down the relationship, Brent.
Okay. You know, it's me being old enough to get included in family problems. And I want you guys to know that I notice.
I'm not really quite sure what he said.
Well, that makes two of us. Except I get the feeling that we were being concerned about nothing. Hello, Mrs. Williams. Oh, well, I think that'd be all right. I'd have to check with my husband's calendar.
Hi.
Just a minute. He just walked in. It's Polly's mother. She and Mr. Williams would like to know whether we could have dinner with him on Friday night.
Why?
Well, I guess they'd like to get to know us better, being that Chip and Polly have become such good friends. And
Barbara.
Do you think Friday would be all right?
Friday'll be fine.
Mr. Williams, Friday'll be just fine.
He's doing it again.
Who's doing what again?
My father. Oh, Chip, don't let him do it to us.
Hey, wow. Come on, Polly, man.
Every time I get interested in a boy, Papa wrecks everything by trying to find out what's going on. Pretty soon, I don't have any friends.
Well, what's he doing now that's so terrible?
Didn't you hear the phone? He just invited your parents out to dinner.
Is that so bad?
Chip, I just won't let him take you away from me. I just won't.
Oh, Polly.
The thing is, Barbara, I have no idea why we're going out with the Williamses tonight.
Well, maybe it's nothing more than he dislikes being around people. You're not answering. Does that mean you don't buy what I'm saying?
Well, let's just say I'd like to believe that. I'll bet that's the Williamses. Wouldn't you know he's the type to be early?
Hiya.
Good evening.
Hello. Come in. The folks will be right down.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie O'Casey. Come on, Tramp. Come on. Get your carcass out of here. Sorry about him. He thinks he's a shag rug.
Nice place you have here, Mr. O'Casey. How many of you live under this one roof?
I never stop to count. Just make yourself at home and excuse me.
Nice enough. Not sensational, but nice enough.
Oh, Tom, I think it's lovely. Mr. and Mrs. Williams, I'm sorry we didn't meet you at the door.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm Barbara.
Oh, Stephen, I met at his office before he had to go to a meeting.
That's right.
Oh, this is Margaret.
How do you do?
Miss Williams?
Well, if we're all set, we'll take my car.
Or we can take mine.
Now, if you don't mind, Steve, I hate to have anybody else drive. Me, I'm sure of. I hope you like the Golden Portal.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah, fine. We're all set. Let's go.
Napkins?
Just about now, Papa should be bugging your folks to death.
Polly, what have you got against your dad?
For a long time, I just accepted him. And then I saw how your family operates. There's love here and trust.
Sure, but he worries about you a lot. Isn't that sort of love?
I used to think so, but now I realize I'm just a possession like his hunting rifle. And nobody touches his hunting rifle, and nobody touches his daughter.
Don't you ever talk to him?
I tried. He locks me out. He even locks Mom out. You asked me once if I was afraid of him. I think I am.
Man.
Now that those girls have gone to the powder room, I think we two fathers ought to have a little talk, Steve.
Oh?
Yeah, well, your son and my daughter, they're just kids, right? Well, what do they know?
About what?
Well, about life. I mean, they say they're doing homework, but you can't just throw two young animals together and it... Let me put that a different way. How strict are you with Richard?
Mr. Williams, Chip doesn't require much discipline. He never has. He's a good boy and I trust him.
Tom, call me Tom.
Tom.
Well, you see, the only reason I bring this up is that those kids have been seeing a lot of each other, and, well, I'm strict with my daughter. You say you're not so strict with your son. Suppose this thing builds, Steve. I mean, do you realize that in maybe 3 or 4 years we could be in-laws? I mean, I was an officer in the Army, Steve. I saw the value of discipline. I saw what a few days KP duty did, where all the talking in the world got me nowhere. An officer realizes these things.
Do you know something about Polly and Chip that I don't know? Because all I see is two kids that like each other. Maybe they like each other a lot, but I'm sure that's where it ends. Unless somebody pushes them into something they hadn't intended doing.
You mean you think everything is okay? Margaret, Steve says that all he sees is two kids who like each other a lot, and he thinks that's where it ends.
Well, now, isn't that what I've been saying all along, dear?
Steve, I can't tell you. Having you say what you just said with such conviction sure takes a big load off of my mind.
Chip? Let's elope.
She said, let's elope?
Yeah.
Well, what did you say?
Nothing. I just drove her home.
You mean you, literally said nothing?
I couldn't. My throat got dry and my tongue got thick. Man, Dad, I thought I was gonna croak.
Yeah, I imagine it was kind of a shock, Chip. Did you leave Polly with the impression that you and she might get married?
Heck no, Dad. By the time I got her home, my throat loosened up, and I told her the whole idea was weird.
What did she say then?
Well, she just sort of smiled.
She just sort of smiled?
Yeah.
Now, are you sure she understood you when you said you didn't want to get married?
Sure, I said it three times.
Did she smile each time?
Yeah. Anyway, Dad, I'm not going to get married or anything dumb like that. She can smile from now until Christmas.
That's fine, Chip. But, if that's the case, why did you want to see me? Did you just want to talk?
Yeah. But you know something, Dad?
What?
Well, now that we've talked it out, it doesn't bother me.
What doesn't bother you?
Well, the fact that she wanted to elope.
What doesn't?
Heck no, doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I kind of dig the idea.
Well, Chip, that isn't quite consistent with what you just said. I mean, about, her smiling till Christmas and all that.
Oh, I'm not going to get married or anything weird like that, Dad. It just surprised me that it doesn't bother me anymore.
Oh.
Well, thanks for letting me talk it out. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, any time, Chip. Any time. Well, it's all a little more complicated than I thought.
I get it, sweetheart. It's Mr. Williams. Won't you come in?
Barbara.
Hi, Steve.
I was just driving by, and I thought that let's be honest. I wasn't driving by. I just decided to come over.
Well, what is it, Mr. Tom?
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Thank you. Look, the reason I decided to come over may sound a little silly, but well, anyway, for some strange reason. Polly has been smiling a lot lately.
Just smiling?
Yeah, I can't tell you why, but it makes me feel uneasy.
Well, maybe she's just happy.
Maybe. But about what?
Well, maybe the two kids are in love. That'd make me smile.
Well, puppy love I could take, I think. But this seems to go deeper. Are you sure there isn't anything you want me to know?
Not a thing.
Has Chip been walking around smiling too? No, he's not. He's not the type. I better get back. I don't want you to think I'm pushy or anything. You know, I'll let myself out and good night. Good night. The old discipline bit, Steve. Keep an eye out. Tight rein. Take it from an old officer. It works.
Aren't you presuming this is all Chip's fault?
Of course. It's always the boy's fault. Good night.
Always the boy's fault.
Honey, what is it?
Barbara, last night Polly tried to get Chip to elope. And that's why I resent his implying that Chip is the... Well, let's just forget it to have our coffee, huh?
Honey, do you mean to tell me that you kept this elopement thing a secret from me all day?
Well, now, don't worry. Chip isn't going to elope. At least not for the next couple of years. Someday, you're going to get married.
Get married? I haven't even got my driver's license yet.
How old is he love to you?
About six. Going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.